welcome to In Focus, where we shine a light on the people and organizations making a difference throughout Northern Berkshire County. Today, our first guest for our inaugural program is Kathy Arabia from AYJ Fund. So Kathy, thank you so much for being with us. I'm not sure if a lot of people know about the organization, so I'm happy we get to have this conversation and a little bit more formal of a conversation, because normally I see you annually at the Fall Foliage Parade when you bring a float that brings smiles to everyone's faces. So if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself and the AYJ Fund.
Sure, thank you so much, and thank you for having me. This is really nice to be here. The AYJ Fund was created in memory, in honor of our daughter, Anna, and she was diagnosed with cancer in her first year when she was at Drury High School here in North Adams. And she went through treatment for cancer, for a rare brain cancer, and fought for 3 years and had so much support from this community the whole time, from family and friends. And so when she became our angel, we decided that it was definitely time for us to move things forward for other children with cancer. So I came to this community after I graduated from school. I grew up in Boston, and so we were familiar with Dana-Farber and Children's Hospital in Boston, where she received the best care that was available. And to this day, we understand and know that. And so along the way, we found so many other families and connected with so many great kids and families, and knew that the type of support that we received from this great community, we wanted to make sure that others did as well.
That's wonderful. What a wonderful mission, and a way for you to, take an experience and turn it into a positive.
Absolutely. It's really been a drive for us, a mission to, we have three different programs. So we have a Smiles program where we put together fun packages, gift packages, individualized to children with cancer. We find a experience that they're looking for, really important to them, something special while they're out of the hospital or feeling better. And or during different holidays, we send gift items, fun things. We just sent 75 patriotic-themed red, white, and blue items into the clinic, at the Jimmy Fund Clinic at Dana-Farber, and for the children that would be treated there during the holiday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Our second program is our Connections program, where we try to keep kids connected to each other, to family, and to school. So we provide laptops or tablets for that. And then we stay very busy with our Cures program also. And that's to support research, to advocate for legislation and for families for both at the state level and federally for increased funding for cancer and other legislative programs that will advance the treatment and care for cancer. And through that, we've really gotten involved both locally and nationally, but also we work on an international level with other families and doctors we've met too.
Wow, Kathy, it's amazing work that you're doing. And when you talk about cancer research, are you talking about all types of cancer, or are there particular areas of cancer research that you're looking at?
So in terms of the research part, yes. Anna had a rare brain cancer that was called gliomatosis cerebri, or GC for short. And at the time she was diagnosed, there was no research being done on that type of cancer. I had worked in healthcare for over 30 years at that point, and it shocked me. I knew that there was so much research being done on all types of cancer, but I learned so much through this process. So we connected with other doctors and researchers that were interested in this type of cancer and families also, and that's how that piece came together. Our SMILES program is for children with any type of cancer.
Okay.
So we work with lots of kids, both locally and beyond, that have different types of cancer.
Wow.
But the research work is really focused on brain cancer, and we have international conferences now every 2 years that bring these brilliant minds together, and we participate. We sponsor these. We participate also in work in with the scientific meetings, and so that they can get the family perspective, the researcher's perspective, the doctor's perspective, and we work together. So that's been really exciting because I see that moving in a very positive direction. So we do see that there is a difference now in the amount of what they know about that type of cancer and all kinds of brain cancer. But there is so much more funding that's needed.
So much more funding needed, so much more research needed, and ultimately, we hope a cure.
Yes, absolutely.
So you're talking about international travel. Any, you know, interesting places that you've been or that you want to talk about?
Yes. So through the international conferences, we've been to some really amazing places. So our first conference was at the Curie Institute in Paris, and we had never been to Paris, so that was wonderful. And we had a conference in Barcelona, so that was a beautiful spot. Mm-hmm. Also, every year we do one in Europe or in the United States. So we were at NIH and at New York City, and our next conference is going to be in Boston. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you have been very busy, whether it's travel or with the individual programs. But can you talk about a new project or initiative or you know, something that has you excited about the work of AYJ Fund?
Sure. I would really say there's two things. One is really the growth in the AYJ Fund in this community and the participation of so many young people in our community through our princesses. So we do a children's concert every year, and that's grown tremendously. We have high school students that dress up as princesses and other characters, and we have a children's concert. And then, as you mentioned a little bit, in those princesses and characters then walk in the Fall Foliage Parade here in North Adams, so that's very fun. And there's a pickle festival coming up in Clarksburg, and our princesses will be there. So they get involved in a lot. And actually, these are young adults that are very passionate and have come up with ideas for their own fundraisers, gotten others involved in their schools. We've had programs and fundraisers in lots of the different high schools in the community. So it's just been tremendous.
Wow, that is wonderful. Yeah. Thank you for all of that. And how, you know, if for people who are watching, how can they get involved and how can they help participate in the activities and initiatives of the AYJ Fund?
So there's so many ways. We have a website, AYJFund.org. We're on social media, so on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn now. We have people that are getting involved in so many different ways, from volunteering at events or making donations for our events. We also have people that do wonderful things like sew pillowcases or crochet or make handmade items or donations of things when they're shopping. They'll pick up a couple of things, and we include all those in our SMILES packages. And that's what we love to see, is just the talents that people have and how they're willing to share those with other people. But so anyone can contact us through any of the social media sites, and then we can talk about how they can participate based on what they enjoy doing.
Wow. Well, thank you. I'll have to find a way to maybe
participate, if I can get some creativity and find something handmade that I can make. But, you know, you talked a lot about what makes others smile. What is it that makes Kathy Arabia smile?
Yeah.
So I have to say that I think when we talked about traveling, it is traveling that I really enjoy, and that can be to the beach with family. I grew up in Boston, so the South Shore, Plymouth area was just beautiful, and I spent the last holiday there. But we traveled to Italy, which was fabulous. And our next trip is to Ireland, where I still have relatives that I haven't met yet. So that's going to be wonderful. So travels, whether it's here in this country to beautiful areas that we haven't seen, or internationally with my husband Joe, or family, friends. Yeah, I really enjoy that, seeing new places.
Yeah.
Well, this really does seem like it has been a family passion. A family adventure, and what you're doing is creating a larger family network here in Northern Berkshire County, and we couldn't be more grateful for the work you're doing.
We are so grateful. We, as Joe says all the time, the AYJ Fund is so much bigger than us. It's, you know, we have a wonderful board, we have wonderful volunteers, but so many people in this community have helped in numerous ways. And it's, you know, just been tremendous for us. So we appreciate all of that.
Well, thank you, Kathy. I can't believe that our time is coming to an end here. It was a quick conversation, but I'm always grateful to spend some time with you.
Thank you.
And, you know, I'm hoping that our viewers got to learn a little bit more about the AYJ Fund and how they can help out and support the work that you're doing.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
I am delighted today to have with us Jenny Wright, the Executive Director of the North Adams Partnership. Jenny, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being part of our In Focus show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm really excited for people, if they haven't heard about you, met you yet, for them to learn a little bit about who Jenny Wright is and the work that you're doing with the North Adams Partnership. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I originally am from Pennsylvania. I lived in D.C. for many years. My husband and I moved to the Berkshires in 2006. And my entry point to North Adams was when I started working for Mass MoCA in 2017. And I was there for about 6 years. And at the end of my time there, Mass MoCA had been partnering with the city on some really transformative civic projects. And I thought it was fascinating. And it was so much fun to sort of work outside the lanes of my job description. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if there was an organization that could really continue this work that maybe lives outside of the scope of an art museum, maybe outside of a municipal scope? Like, where is that sort of in between? And I discovered through a Google search an organization called the North Adams Partnership that had been founded back in 2010. And long story short, I made a few calls and had a few coffees and a few conversations and was appointed executive director in late 2024. So it's been about a year and a half.
Wonderful. And it sounds like you're celebrating your 20th year here in the Berkshires.
Yes, it's
Same.
Hard to believe. It's really hard to believe because when we came here, we were so attracted to the outdoors and the arts and just having space to breathe after having been constantly stuck in traffic or on a bus or on the subway. And we thought, well, we'll give this a shot. And it's been 20 years. We've lived in the same house and we wouldn't change a thing.
So wonderful, because that's how we feel too. So you mentioned that, you know, the North Adams Partnership was relaunched in 2024. What are, you know, some of the things and the work that you've been working on for the last 18 months?
So the goal of the partnership, it's a teeny tiny organization. I'm the only employee. I have a small but mighty board of well-respected community leaders. And our goal is really to position North Adams as a fantastic place to live, work, play, thrive, it just, it has everything. And I think sometimes narratives that are passed along generation to generation don't always serve, you know, the future of a place. And so I'm really interested in building really positive narratives based on the work that people are doing in North Adams, the really exciting things that might be happening in a scale that you might miss if you're focused on a big transformative project. But so many incredible things are happening in North Adams. So when I come across somebody who says like, oh, nothing's really going on downtown, I'll say like, let's have coffee, come to Steeple City, let's talk about that. We'll do a little walking tour. And it works like a charm because chances are people might not have discovered Brewster's Thrift Store. They might not have discovered Hexagon Bagels yet. And the first time they're able to experience these places, it's like, oh, this is great. This is really nice. And so it's fun to have that opportunity to be that sort of concierge to constantly remind people, take a little chance, take a little time, take a little walk, and you'll be surprised at what is going on.
Well, so the term partnership, you're really living that with, you know, asking people to engage in the work of the partnership. Can you talk about some specific ways that community members can, you know, be part of the partnership and be engaged?
Yeah, I think that that's a really fun and interesting part of my job. And when I started in this role, I was interested in not moving the focus, but broadening the focus from really big generational transformative projects like the Route 2 overpass or sort of, you know, major interventions and adaptive reuse projects to looking at what's happening on a micro level. And one of the moments that was really special was last October, the partnership had a 1-year anniversary party at 90 Main, which was empty and now is not empty.
That's right.
Stay tuned. But the people who were in the room, I asked them to come up with one thing that each person would commit to do. Just a small thing. And the most incredible suggestions, you know, everybody wrote something down on a note card. And it was things like, take a walk from Mass MoCA to MCLA and write a story about it. Mm-hmm. Or take a meeting that's scheduled for Zoom and have that meeting at a coffee shop. Or write a 5-star review of the place that you visited downtown. So little things like that, that every single person can do. I mean, there were things like, if it's a really hot day, bring a bowl and put some water in it for pets that walk past. Like, everybody can play a part in making the community better. And I think sometimes if we're only focused on the big national, global, like, there's just so much tension in the world right now. If you can shift your focus to what can I do in my own community to make things this much better. If everybody did this much, it would be transformative. And so that's sort of the focus that I want to bring to the work that the partnership does, is to really strengthen those little tiny connections that we might have let languish since COVID, or we just might not have the muscle memory to stop by and grab a coffee somewhere and say hello to, you know, a business owner or something because we're working from home. So just teeny little actions that everybody can take have this multiplier effect. And I think we're seeing it. I think we're starting to see that added, especially this summer. There was, you know, it was a solid sound summer. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of activity, but the activity hasn't just fallen off a cliff. A lot of those solid sound people stuck around and you could see them spending time in North Adams. People, you know, you can see people walking up and down Main Street. First Fridays have been vibrant. So those little actions that people have taken have really had an impact on downtown.
Well, I was at the anniversary party in October, and I heard your message. And so now sometimes when I am out and about in North Adams, it's a, what would Jenny do? Oh. And it's usually like, leave a 5-star review, right? It's the simplest and easiest thing that I can do that hopefully makes a little bit of difference.
And here's how you can shift that. You could say, instead of what would Jenny do, what could I do? We don't want to make it about Jenny, but like, you, Christine, can do a lot.
And I will try. Well, let's You've also, you know, started some initiatives and projects along the way. You know, is there one that has been launched recently that you're most excited about?
Yeah, and actually, this was the last thing on earth I ever expected to do, which was to launch a podcast. And we're actually sitting in the perfect place to talk about this because this is where the podcast studio is here at Gateway Collaborative Media. It was suggested to me that a podcast could be a really interesting way to give people a voice to talk about their own experiences with North Adams. And I thought, in concept, that's exactly the kind of thing that I want to do. But gosh, I don't want to be on the radio. That sounds terrifying. And over time, the staff here made it so much fun and so easy to just have a conversation. And I have learned so much from the people that I've spoken to. The podcast is called Small City, Big Stories. And that's exactly what it's about. It's about finding individuals who are really making positive change at a scale that might not be immediately visible to everyone, and elevating those stories and just giving people an opportunity to talk about what brought them to North Adams, what they love about North Adams, what they're doing, what challenges they've encountered, and how they've overcome them. And the goal is really to have people listening to the podcast see themselves in the people who are making positive change in North Adams, to say, oh, I didn't know about that, or, oh, I'd like to give that a shot. Maybe I could do something like that. It's just a great opportunity to get to know the people who are here and to hear about the incredible things that are happening in North Adams.
That's wonderful. And for our viewers at home who might not be familiar with the podcast, where would they find
Can find it on Spotify, anywhere you get podcasts. And more importantly, you can find it on the North Adams Partnership's website. And I would love if, while you're there, if you could subscribe to the newsletter, because we have all kinds of great information, news on state programs, state housing programs, things like small business loan opportunities. The website is a wealth of resources, and we have updates that go out monthly. So in addition to the podcast episode coming out every month, there's always a lot of great news to report. And the more we can get that news out there, the better off we all are.
Thank you. And so you're telling other people's stories, and you're talking about all of this creativity and innovation and inspiration that is around us here in North Adams. What is it that inspires Jenny Wright?
I think it's really being surrounded by people whose first reaction is, how could we do that? Or what can we do? There's just, North Adams seems to be a magnet for people who want to give it a shot. And that's so inspiring. Like, I have been in environments where there are systems in place that have everything figured out. And there's a lot of benefit to that, but at the same time, you're sort of a cog in a wheel. And being in North Adams and working with the people here and constantly learning about new things, it's so inspiring just to be around the people here, because North Adams has not been without its challenges. And just the creativity and the resilience of this community, I think, is extraordinary. And just to be able to be a part of that and help support it is fun. And it also just makes me better at everything I do, because I'm like, no, the attitude is, channel the North Adams attitude, which is, look, how can we do this? Let's try it.
That's my favorite attitude.
It's the best one.
I never started, no, right? It's the
exactly,
how
exactly.
Can we get there, right?
How can we get there, yeah.
Ugh, that is wonderful. Jenny, so the website for folks to find more information and to get involved?
NorthAdamsPartnership.org.
Okay, yep. And the social media channels?
So currently we're not on social media. That's mainly because of its executive director, who is allergic to social media. North Adams Partnership does have a LinkedIn profile, so we are able to share events and information that's also on the website. But the best place to go is NorthAdamsPartnership.org, and then subscribe to the newsletter, which is only once a month. It won't clog the inbox, but there's always lots of great information.
Wonderful. And you've mentioned a lot of ways that people can get involved, and it really yes. is just by being part of their city and walking around.
What could I do? That's the question to ask. And in every newsletter in the footer, there is a list of 26 things in 2026 that people can do. And they're very simple, but they have an impact.
So if you like a checklist, there's a checklist involved.
I love a checklist.
And you too can be part of the North Adams Partnership. Jenny, I can't believe our time is up. It went so quickly. But I wanted to thank you so much for joining us today. And I hope that you'll come back and visit.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
Yes. I hope that today's episode of In Focus was able to introduce you to an organization or two that maybe you didn't know ahead of today. We're going to continue to go down this journey together and learn about the nonprofit organizations and the people here in Northern Berkshire County who are our neighbors, our friends, and how we can participate. So for today, I'm Christine Hoyt, and I hope that you'll keep your community in focus.